WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness. And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
I need to move. I need to wake up.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to tonight's show. This is your host, Shea Barker, Metaphysical Minds, and I'm so happy tonight because I have one of my favorite people in the whole wide world back with me tonight, and she is certainly no stranger, folks, to radio, television, movies, music, dancing, actor, I mean, you name it. She's an author. She's just had an outstanding, amazing career, and yet she remains so utterly humble and so just wonderfully lovely that I know my fans love her, and I certainly love her too. Dee Wallace, welcome back to Metaphysical Minds.
Damn, I even like me after late.
How about that? Hey, lady, you earned it. You earned it. So,
baby, I'll claim that.
Yeah, you definitely have. It's so funny because, like, I never ever watch TV, okay? Because I'm always, you know how it is. You're running both ends of the spectrum, and it's funny because I don't know, like three times I've turned on the TV, you're right there. And I'm like, God, she gets around. I mean, I was like, what was I watching the other day? I think it was Bones. It was a repeat of like Bones.
Oh, my goodness.
And there you were. And I'm like, good Lord. And then I saw you were on something else and something else. I'm like, that's my girl. She's getting around.
Yeah, I'm probably going to make about 15 cents on all of those, too.
I know. Isn't that terrible after Hollywood has their fun with you and the taxes and all that good stuff? So, but hey, let's talk about this new book of yours, because we only have a very short hour, and I know that you've got a new one out, and I want to get into it, and I want to let the listeners know everything that you've got going on. It seems like you've always got something going on. So Bright Light, let's talk about that. What is your
Bright Light is my new baby. I could talk about it for probably the whole hour. It was a joyous labor from my heart. And it's really an autobiography all about me getting started in Kansas and the difficult, childhood I had and the suicide and all that stuff. And then it goes into the great movies and the awesome directors and actors that I've worked with. And sprinkled in through all of that, along with going into my teaching and then going into my healing career, is really how I came in as this bright light. My daddy used to call me his bright light. And I came in as this just totally joyous bright light and held on to that authenticity for so many years, even through my dad's alcoholism and everything. And then I got to Hollywood and made it really big. And all those messages of don't go too far too fast came up for me. And I pulled way back, lost my light, not completely. I don't think you can lose it completely, but shut me down. And then it was an awesomely great and humbling journey back to the top of me.
Yeah.
So, it's very timely in 2012. Rediscovering who we are, getting our power back, going, you know what? I flip and rock. And I'm sexy and I'm powerful. And, the healing work is just because I've done that, because I've claimed who I am again, all this healing work is just blown wide open. So I kind of live two lives, Shay. I go and do horror films and practice being in fear, and then I go back into the healing world and I heal fear. And that's kind of
Yeah. It's interesting because you know, you said in an interview that you're basically an expert at fear because, I mean, obviously you've done some of the craziest, scariest movies. I mean, like Cujo, The Howling, The Frighteners, you know, Ten. I mean, those are some kind of hardcore, scary, scary films. And yet there's this whole other side to you that's just this, like, you know, this nurturing, healing, like, wonder. It's such a paradox, you know, with you. And obviously acting is acting, but.
You know, I think when we embrace all those sides of us, that's when we are really safe to be everything that we are.
Yeah.
So many of us have been taught from the time we can understand anything that if you want to have a drink, you like sex, and you let a four-letter word rip from your mouth, that you can't be a spiritual person. And it's just not true.
Yeah.
It's limiting. It's like, you know, take a lot of my joy away. And we know that joy is what really creates everything in our life. Take a lot of my joy away and then tell me to be joyful. Well,
right.
Jennifer McLean calls me the irreverent healer, and I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it works.
I kind of like that everybody knows that I really dig sex a lot, and I'm spiritually a really great channel at the same time.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, if it works, it works, right? So, well, that's what we're going to... I want to ask you, I want to get into the book with you more and kind of, you know, what the catalyst was for the book and such. But first, I want to give everybody a shout out as to where they can find it. I want to give them your website. And I know since the last time you were on, we were right on that cusp of changing your website over. So now, folks, I want to direct you to iamdwallace.com, and that's spelled I-A-M. dwallace.com. And obviously, you don't even need to remember the thing. Just Google D. Wallace, and you're pretty much good to go with like 10,000 different places you can find her. So it's all good right there. And you can, once you're on her website, just simply go to her online store. All of her feature products are right there. You know, we've got the books, we've got private healing sessions, you know, t-shirts, the whole nine yards. So anything that you're looking for D, you can certainly find right there at iamdwallace.com. So check it out, folks. You know, go buy a book and sit down, read it, and you, I promise you, you will definitely enjoy it. So, now, Dee, let's get back to this book a little bit. We've got about 4 minutes or so until we've got to take our first break, but you started to talk a little bit about the book and you know, a very serious topic now, the suicide of your father, and I know, I don't know because I can't even imagine, you know, going through that as a child and having to, you know, one minute he's there, the next minute you're not, and all the feelings of probably, oh, was it my fault? Did he not like me? What did I have something to do with it? You know, blah, 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 blah. And so what, I mean, as a young person, when something that traumatic happens, especially a suicide, because it's not like it was a car accident or something, you know, unfortunately with suicides, you know, it's a choice. And so what did that do to you, you know, as a young person?
Well, obviously it's devastating, and you're right on the money. I mean, anytime anything, even a regular death in the family, children always go to, it's my fault.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, how could I have been responsible? And you carry that with you unless you choose to put it down. And that, I think, is probably the biggest message that I have in Bright Light is, you know, guys, this, my story in Bright Light is the story of all of you, hands down. We've all been abandoned, abused, mistreated, disappointed, raped, pillaged, whatever, in some way. We all have our story, right? And bottom line is, we're the only ones that can free us from that story. The only ones. They're not going to come back to life. They're not going to, you know, undo all the wrongs that they've done to you. But you do have a choice if you want to be free and go on and create yourself as a joyous human being again.
Right.
that has the kind of life that they want. And it really, I know everybody says right off the bat, well, I can't make a choice. And I'm telling you, you can. You can and you must. You must make the choice to create yourself the way you want to be right now. And if you don't, you can keep living your story out until you decide to come back next time.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what will happen, you know. And
It's freedom. Yeah. It's the way we create our own freedom is to choose to let it all go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a profound statement, because that is the hardest part, is letting it go. You know, I mean, how many of us do that? But this happened to me. This happened to me. And it's like, yeah, it happened. But are you going to hold it for the rest of your life and let it hold you? Or are you going to just, like you said, let go? And
well, exactly. We've all heard, you know, history repeats itself. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want it to, then you have to let it go, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. But I guess, we've got a... Brandon, how are we doing on break time?
Just about time for a break.
Okay. Well, I have a big question for you when we get back from break, so I won't ask it right now because you'll get like 3 seconds to answer it. So, we'll sit here and Dee and I will chit-chat during break. But what we're going to do is I have so many more questions for you when we get back. But folks, in the meantime, I want you out there, you listeners, to go to imdwallace.com. Check out Dee's website. She's got all sorts of great info on there and all sorts of goodies for you too. So do stay tuned. We will be right back to continue picking the brain of Miss Dee Wallace. We'll be right back, folks.
Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Bring it out, boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
folks. Welcome back. Shea Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. I want to thank all my listeners for joining me this lovely evening, and I especially want to thank my guest here tonight. She is a returning guest with us. Actress Dee Wallace is with me tonight, and we are spending this hour talking about her third book, Bright Light. And, folks, I can't tell you, I can't express enough to just go get the book. That's all I'm going to say. Go get the book. No, I'm not even going to get into it. Just go get it. When we're going to talk a little bit more about it here tonight in the short time that we have left. But you know, Dee is a phenomenal just light. Literally, she is a bright light, and I can't emphasize enough how much this book could help people out there that have suffered loss And also, you know, cheering for your own triumphs. So I want to go back to what we were talking about before the break about losses. And I know, Dee, that you were talking about, you know, getting over these and letting them go and kind of dropping that old baggage and moving forward. And the next question that comes to mind is, okay, once we drop that baggage and we say, I'm going to let this go, there is still an element of forgiveness that has to come through. With that. So how, I mean, what do you do with that? How did you learn to forgive these people in your past that have wronged you?
Well, I could start, you know, with a 10-year journey, but I'm just going to tell you where it ended up. Okay, Shay. Mm-hmm. So ultimately I learned that if I focused more on just loving than forgiving, it was kind of a no-brainer, pardon the pun. So I would like to invite people to just consider that possibility, you know, tonight, that we know scientifically, science will tell you, can only a point of focus can only hold one point, right? Mm-hmm. So if we are focused on what we don't want, and automatically forgiveness brings that in. It brings in the memory and the emotional memory, which is even more important, of what we didn't want, what we don't want, what we're trying to let go of. Mm-hmm. If we hold our focus on that, and any metaphysician will back me up on this, you can't really replace it with what you want, which is the love, the peace, and the harmony. But if you choose and say, you know what, I know this isn't serving me, you really forgive for you see, you forgive so that you can be free, move back into your own empowerment, and move on. And once you choose to do that and go, you know, the only way this works and the only way I'm going to win is just to let myself move into love, then it's simple. But you have to make the choice to do that. You have to make the choice to give up being right, to need to make them wrong or pay for it in any way. And actually, tomorrow night, we're doing a whole two-hour seminar from 7 to 9 Pacific time on forgiveness. We're going into the channel and getting clarification around all of this. If anybody's interested, you go to IMD Wallace on the homepage and go to the forgiveness teleseminar and click on that. And it's a big $20 for, you know, 2 hours of really high information that comes in through the channel. So anybody that wants to join us, you know, come on and play. But in a nutshell, the ways that we've been taught to solve things, and the ways that we have been taught that we have to let go of things, are not true. We have been taught by people who do not know. And years and years and years of purging and reliving all the horrors that have happened to us, I don't believe that's the answer, because it keeps the focus and the emotional memory alive on the very thing that you want to replace in your life.
Yeah, and, I think that's a really good point, too. Because, like you said earlier, we're never going to be able to get those people to kind of do what we want to do anyway. So it's more of a personal thing that we have to move through ourselves, you know, versus having them do something that we, you know, we expect them. So
it's always our personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. And like, if I said to you, I'll give you a good example. In one of my public seminars, this woman came up, didn't know her, never met her. She gave me only her first name. And I said, what do you want to look at tonight? She said, I'll do anything to get rid of this disease I have. And within 5 minutes, we got to the two people that she needed to forgive. And she looked at me with her eyes narrowed, and she said, I'll never forgive them. And I said, wait a minute, you just said that you would do anything to let this disease go from your body. Well, I'll never forgive them. And I turned around to the audience. I said, you see, she has chosen. In this moment, she made her choice to keep the disease. So if I said to everybody out there, you know what? Choose to be happy, choose to be enjoyed, choose to let everything go, choose to forgive yourself, and I can pretty much guarantee that you'll, you know, your body will respond with health and wellness. Wouldn't you do that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Or would you wait until you had the disease and then go, oh, well, I guess I better pick that now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we're at. Do we want to wait for a reason to create what we want, or do we want to just create it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly, I think that is probably, and you would be the expert in this, but I think that's probably the biggest challenge that you run into as a healer and a light worker is, you know, getting the people that you're working with to take that major step. You know, and assume that total responsibility, which we've been talking about the whole time. So.
Absolutely. That's the biggest challenge. And really, it is a choice. Once you choose to do that, your whole flipping life starts opening up. I know I did it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of this healing work started, of course, all my dad's alcoholism and his suicide. And then I got very hurt in the business in many different ways, as most of us do in one way or another. And then my beloved husband of 18 years died suddenly of a heart attack while I was shooting the Frighteners.
Right.
And I came back in. Oh, I can feel the tears wanting to come up. I walked back into my house, looked at my beautiful daughter, who was not yet 7, sleeping in the bed going, how the hell am I going to do this? How am I going to support her? How am I going to keep going? And I just dropped to my knees. And nobody could have been as far down as I was in that moment, Shay. And I didn't know how I was going to make a living. And people go, what do you mean you just finished a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Well, ask any actor. They never know when the next one's coming. And actually, the next one didn't come for another 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that moment, I dropped to my knees and I said, I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back, and I want to know a way we can heal ourselves. And I swear to God, I never knew the power of ask and you receive, but OMG, the whole, you know, universe like opened up, and I started getting information, words that I didn't know that I had to look up, and stuff I had to go out, figure out how protons and neurons and all those things work together. I'm an English teacher, okay? So science was not my forte. And it's just been one step after another, after another, after another, but I chose to take the steps. And I chose to stay in trust. And I got to tell you, my life now is so joyous and so happy. Do I still get challenged every single day of my life? You bet. Mm-hmm. But the difference is I go, bring it on, because if I meet this challenge, I just become more empowered.
Well, let's talk about those challenges a little bit, because I'm sure for you, being, you know, in the Hollywood spotlight and then sort of converting to the spiritual path, or maybe not converting, perhaps that's not the right word, maybe embracing it, or, you know, sort of switching gears a little bit, excuse me, but at the same time continuing your all, you know, your entire acting career. What challenges were you met with? Like, did you have your colleagues around you saying, oh, she's, you know, blah, blah, blah? Or, I mean, what did you face going from Hollywood to healer?
You know, you'd be surprised at how many people in the Hollywood scene embrace the spiritual path. Mm-hmm. Many, 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 many of us. And some of us do it by becoming activists, like Brad Pitt.
And,
well, there's a lot of us. Several people are life coaches that I know. Sally Strickland, a lot of actresses have become life coaches, spiritual coaches. I am not aware that I have ever been judged in this business for making this choice. If I have been, I'm not aware of it. What I'm aware of is when I go into auditions and I go to many charity events and PR events, what I hear most is, oh my God, Dee, you look so beautiful. Are you getting younger? I just want to be around your energy. So, you know, you don't have to say it. People get it. They get. When you drop that baggage of hate and victim and remorse and I have to get back at you, when you drop all that from your energy system, your light shines pretty darn bright, baby.
Yeah, well, I agree with whoever said that to you, because honestly, Dee, I interview a lot of people. I do, and you know that, and you know it's no secret. But I have to say, some people come along and they really, they leave a lasting impression on you. And you for me were one of those people, because it was just, you know, the first time I interviewed you, it was just so seamless and just so, you know, there was no, you don't put on, you're not pretentious. You're not, well, I'm a Hollywood star and you're gonna, you know, I feel like I could like sit out on a couch with you in my sweats and have some coffee. You know what I mean? Like that.
Well, and I think we should make a plan to do that, dude.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm game.
we'll have a little sleepover.
I'm telling you, I'm there. So yeah.
I love that. But, well, thank you. That's a lovely compliment to me. And you know, I often say you can take the kid out of Kansas, but you can't take the Kansas out of the kid. And that's really who I am. Yeah. I'm the girl next door. And I think that's why people respond to my healing so much, because it doesn't sound namby-pamby. I say it in exactly a way that you can understand. It's no nonsense. We have a lot of fun. I mean, on my call-in shows, you know, halfway through, somebody will call and go, okay, Dee, you have not talked about sex yet. What's up? Right? So I think the whole creation process needs to be a heck of a lot more fun.
I agree. Because it's, you know, lots of times it's so somber and it's so serious and you're just like, you know, light the candles, say the, you know, but you're just like, all right, let's rock and roll, you know. So it's,
you know, basically, it's so simple. Pick what you want and then choose to be happy and excited about it. Keep your heart open and think about nothing else and hold the focus on it, and then go to the beach. It's done.
All right. I love it. See, I love this. My listeners, don't you love this woman? So we are good to go, folks. But speaking of going, we do have to go to commercial break really quickly. And when we come back, if I could talk, it'd be great. When we come back, we are going to rejoin the lovely Dee Wallace and learn much more about this book she's got coming out, Bright Light. So do stay tuned, and we will be right back, folks.
Take CBS Radio the sky with you wherever you go. Be sure to download the radio.com app today from your mobile marketplace. And when you really want to know more, 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 be sure to visit NewSkyRadio.com. Get in deep with exclusive articles and Sky News. Get your weekly horoscope and the inside scoop on host events. Radio.com and NewSkyRadio.com. Stay connected.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker.
248-545-SOUL. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Shay Parker, Metaphysical Minds. My guest today is Dee Wallace, and I don't have enough time in this hour or probably even in a week to tell you guys everything that that Dee does. I mean, she has pretty much starred in, well, everything. she's an author. She's obviously an actress. She's a healer. The list goes on and on. You can Google her. You can find her directly at IamDeeWallace.com. Tons of information there, which would be great to look at. But I also want to let everybody know that Dee does her own radio show. And, you know, just like this one, folks, she welcomes callers, and there's all sorts of great topics that they go through on the different shows. Now, Dee, you have Bright Light, but then you have Conscious Creation. So explain this to me a little bit more, because it looks like you've got some radio archives from Bright Light, but then you've got Conscious Creation as well.
Okay, so there's two separate radio shows. One I do called Bright Light, which is on Monday on the Awakening Zone, and one is called Conscious Creation, which is Thursday morning on Well, it's Voice America Radio.
Oh, yeah.
So they can find all of that on my website, and they've got the call-in numbers. It's internet radio.
Perfect.
So and they can call in and ask any question about, you know, where the block is or how can I empower myself. It's not do you see me meeting this guy in 2 months?
Yeah.
I don't do that kind of stuff, right? My stuff's a little higher than just the plain psychic reading. So, but I can absolutely give you amazing discernment around where your blocks are when you think you want something and you think you're doing your best to create it, why it's not showing up. I can guarantee you there are some beliefs and thoughts in place there where you're sabotaging yourself and you don't even know it. So that's my specialty, and I'm pretty special at doing it if I do say so myself.
All right. Well, now let's talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get back to the book because, you know, those out there that know you as an actress and everything, obviously – we don't even need to get into that because you're known globally for that work. But in your healing work, let's say somebody called into the radio show. So what is your process? Like, what happens? Are you a direct channel and you kind of just go and start talking, or is it more of a,
yes.
Is there more of a process?
I am a direct channel, and usually they guide me right to what I need to know. Sometimes I need to have the person talk to me, so when I hear the right words, I kind of get an energetic throw across the room, you know, that says, well, stop here. This is what it's about. So, yeah, I just open the channel up. And interestingly enough, Shay, for those creative people that are out there, this is almost a direct metaphor to my acting technique.
And oh, interesting.
Yes, I didn't realize it till I started writing Bright Light. And I realized that my acting technique is all about getting my energy very high. And what happens when you get your energy high? You surpass your mental mind, right? So in my acting, I don't break down scenes. I don't look for beats. I don't do any of that head stuff. It is a definite technique, but it's based on high energy and literally kind of channeling the character. And then when I got into the healing work, it finally occurred to me that, my gosh, I learned this years ago as an actress. I learned the trust and the getting out of my own way. And the energy coming through me. And I was doing it in my acting, but I wasn't doing it in my life. And once I started applying it to my life, then my life started being created as easily as my acting was.
You know, that is actually a fascinating story because it makes perfect sense if you think about it. Because as an actress, you have to almost become someone else and sort of put your own self aside. So it really does make perfect sense in that probably why you're so good, in addition to being naturally gifted, but probably why you're so good at being a healer too is because you have that ability to sort of separate the two, which a lot of people can't do.
You know, you get you out of the way. And at the same time, what's interesting is that your instrument is all you have to use. Mm-hmm. So it's like using you and allowing energy to come through you that takes you to the highest you can be. That's the best way I can explain it.
That's a great way to explain it because, I mean, it's – if you sit down and you think about it, it makes perfect sense to do it that way. Now, the challenge is figuring out how to do that. But folks, again, if you're listening to this show tonight and this is something that you feel in your heart that you would love to learn how to do, then, you know, Dee is a great teacher for this, because I know you do seminars and classes and courses all over the place. And, again, folks, all this information can be found on imdwallace.com if you're, you know, if you're interested in learning more. And you know what? Call into her radio shows and sample it for yourself. I mean, it's free to call in. You can get all the information that you need. And some pretty amazing things happen on those shows, folks. I just can't say enough about it. So just want to throw that out there again. And again, imdwallace.com is where you can find all this. So, now back to the book. We keep like going around it, but I really want to kind of focus on this a little bit more. We have to go to break in a few minutes, but when we get back, we'll talk more about it too. When you were writing this book and you had to go back in time and you had to do that introspection of everything, was there really one thing that stood out in your life? I know you talked about your husband's death, but was that your true catalyst, you think, for changing your path? Or was it, do you think it was just a compilation of pretty much everything and then you were there, you know, to segueing into the healing?
Well, I think it was a compilation of a lifetime of trying to stay afloat, stay positive, stay sane.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really important point that I'd like to, again, invite your listeners to open up their mind with possibility. There's a belief, and it's still permeating the collective consciousness, that we have to create, we have to create the negative in order to create the positive. Mm-hmm. So in order for us to define wellness, we have to have sickness. In order for us to define and even know what the creation of abundance is, we have to create and understand lack, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's true. I think that's only true because there is a belief in place that it is. And when the 100th monkey, which means the majority of the energy out there, claims and knows that we can simply create wellness, we can create money flow, we can create beautiful, nurturing relationships, we can create peace and harmony. When we know that we can only focus on those things and choose to focus on those things and create it, then we will. So yes, it was a compilation of my entire life. And what I learned from that is that it doesn't have to be.
Right, yeah.
We don't have to be knocked down so many times before we give in, give up, and decide to create ourselves a different way. We can do that in this moment of now.
Yeah. And that, God, I don't even know what to say to that. It's like, so I just want to sit here and like, let it sink in. Cause it's, yeah.
Well, you can feel the truthfulness and the freedom in that knowing. And again, we've just been taught pretty much from the very beginning of time when we all were broken off from the one energy, the star, whatever your belief is, instead of going, wow, I'm being given my independence and free will, we went, wow, I'm being thrown out and judged and not a part of the whole anymore.
Right.
And again, it's just a different perspective. You start understanding how simple and yet how great that analogy is of the glass half full or half empty. It's the same glass, but your perspective of the glass gives you an entirely different experience of what the glass is. And the life is the same way. Your perspective of whether life supports you or doesn't, loves you or doesn't, creates with you or doesn't, literally changes the reality of your life.
Yep, indeed it does. Wow. Yeah, and I want to talk about one reality that changed for you, too, which is your health issues. But we have to talk about that after break. So, folks, do stay tuned. I'll be right back with Dee Wallace after the break.
Do you need psychic advice, but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Shea Parker's Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of elite psychics, offering our customers only the best. Every psychic on our directory has undergone two separate test readings in order to prove that they meet the excellence level we require for membership. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe. Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If a cat is stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. Wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Well, she wants to be the queen, and she thinks of mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator for the president. Here she is again on the phone, just like me, hates to be alone. We just like to sit at home and rip on the president. Meet Virginia. Well, she wants to live her about her life, pulls her hair back as she screams, I don't really want to live this life. No, 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 no.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Sing it out, boy, you've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Howdy, howdy, folks. This is Shea Parker. We are back live, Metaphysical Minds. My guest tonight, Dee Wallace. And we've been talking a bit about her new book coming out, Bright Light, which can be found directly at imdwallace.com. You can just go to her website and get all the information. You can buy the book, and you can also listen to her radio shows, join in her radio shows, and, you know, all of her classes, all of her seminars. There's one coming up tomorrow night about forgiveness. I highly recommend everybody check out. But, Dee, I want to really quickly go back to, you know, this whole healing thing. I know that you experienced emotional healing as well as mental healing, but tell us about your physical healing, too, because you were able to cure yourself from thyroid, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, depression. So how's that work?
Yeah, I was. And I want to quickly say that these are all things that, quote, unquote, run in my family. So that's a belief I would invite everybody that they could let go of. I said, just because it runs in my family, it's going to stop with me because I ain't going to do it. So, you know, again, the more anger, the more victimness you let go of, the more you live in joy, the more you live in a balanced state, the more your cells of your body respond. My blood pressure is low normal. I'm on no medication. Cured myself of thyroid. They said, you know, once you're on thyroid medicine, you're on it for life, right? So, again, I invite everybody to know that you are your highest answer and go within. You do have control. I am not a doctor, but you do have control over the creation of your body. I have a client who has been HIV AIDS for over 14 years. They just declared him free of HIV.
What?
I have several clients, people that come up in the workshops, you know, and go, I've had this cough for 2 months and the doctors can't find anything. And we get to the emotional thing behind it. She called me the next day. She said, it's gone, Dee. It's gone. I just got an email from one of my clients who says the psoriasis is gone. It's gone. I can't find it anywhere. So I want you to know, and I truly believe, that all dis-ease of any kind starts in our energy bodies first. Mm-hmm. And if you look to your peacefulness and your joy and your love and choose to live there, your body has got to respond.
Mm-hmm. Very true, because your heart and your mind, they really are the epicenters, aren't they?
Well, yes, and actually your heart is the most important one.
Yep.
We're taught to go to our mind, but really, and heart math talks a lot about this. Go to your heart, drop into your heart. You will always be directed by your heart better, and you cannot go into the doubt and the fear and the not knowing when you stay in your heart. It's not possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wish we had more time. So many more things that, like, I want to ask you, but that just means you have to come back, my dear. So
anytime you want, baby. Anytime you want.
Yeah, I know. It's like I have like thousands of questions in my head, and I'm like, okay, 1 minute left. Yeah. So anyway, Dee, as always, it is my true honor to have you with me, and I love you to pieces. And what I want to ask you on your my final question for you is, you know, in all the challenges, all the successes, everything that you've accomplished in your life, what are you most proud of?
My daughter.
All right. That was an easy one.
my best production. They told me I would never have her. I would never get pregnant. And I said, you know what? God and I have a different plan.
Mm-hmm. You've and been told you will never a lot, you know, but you surpassed
it. She's beautiful, and she's 23, and she and I are doing our first movie together in March.
Oh, sweet. All right. Yeah. Well, let us know. We'll be promoting the heck out of that one. So that's
okay, great. Thank you, Shay.
All right, I am going to let you go. And folks out there listening, remember, I am Dee Wallace. Check her out. And tomorrow night, jump on that forgiveness call, because I'm telling you, you will learn a tremendous amount, even if you think you already know it. So join her, check her out, imdwallace.com. Go there and don't look back, folks. And Dee, you're coming back, my dear. So I'll be in touch with you about that. And
anytime you want me, baby.
All right, guys. Well, Brandon, as usual, fantastic job. Guys, we're out of time. So this is Shea Parker signing out. Everybody have a great week.